Welcome to the E-Bike Trail Guide, your go-to podcast for exploring the best e-bike trails across the country.
Yeah, join us as we dive into thrilling rides, hidden gems, and e-bike tips for your next adventure.
And today, we're taking a deep dive into a really impressive one, I think. It's the Cardinal Greenway in Indiana.
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic trail, and it's one of Indiana's longest stretching, well, a significant 75.5 miles. Runs from Richmond up to near Marion and Sweetser.
75 miles. Yeah.
And what's pretty neat is it's also part of the northern route of the American Discovery Trail. So, you know, it connects into something even bigger.
That's a serious distance. Definitely yeah. Offers a chance for a proper long ride. But worth noting, you mentioned a gap.
That's right. There's a break in the trail between Gaston and Gas City. So, you know, something you got to factor into your planning if you're thinking of doing the whole thing.
Okay, good heads up. And just our usual quick reminder, but it's really important. Always check the local trail rules before you head out. Make sure class one e-bikes are definitely allowed.
Right. Those are the pedal assist ones, max speed 20 mile around. Usually okay on trails like this, but yeah, definitely check first.
So what really grabbed my attention first about the Cardinal Greenway was, well, its reputation. It's got some serious recognition, doesn't it?
It really does. Back in 2018, it got inducted into the Rails to Trails Conservancy Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Okay.
Yeah, that's quite an honor. Puts it in some elite company. Actually, the Moonen Trail is the only other one in Indiana with that distinction. So it really tells you something about the quality and importance of this greenway.
Okay, let's unpack that. What makes it so special? How does a trail like this even come about? You mentioned Rails to Trails.
Exactly. As the name suggests, it started life as an abandoned railway line, the old Cincinnati, Richmond, and Muncie Railroad. And a really key piece of its history is the Weiser Street Depot right there in Muncie. That opened way back 1901.
Wow. Yeah. So a historic depot, now part of the trail experience. Tell us about it. Was it, you know, impressive back in the day?
Oh, absolutely. It was quite something. Built in that Victorian Queen Anne style, you know? And they used really nice materials. White oak, maple, granite, marble.
Wow. Fancy.
Yeah. It cost $15,000 back then, which was a huge amount. Designed by William A. Kaufman from Richmond, built by Lock and Hill, also from Richmond. It was really meant to impress, you know, attract passengers.
So a real statement piece, not just a functional station.
Definitely. And interestingly, there was actually an identical sister depot down in Richmond. Preserving buildings like this, it really shows how we're valuing local history more, right? And finding new uses for old structures.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened next? How did this grand railway and this depot fare over the decades?
Well, you know how it goes with railways. Things changed. In 1910, the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway bought the route. And slowly, freight became more important than passengers.
Right.
Passenger service on this specific line actually stopped completely in 1949.
49.
Yeah. So after that, the depot's role really dwindled. It was even leased out as office space to Muncie Gear Works at one point. Can you imagine? Grand station to office space.
That's quite a shift.
Yeah.
From welcoming travelers to, well, desks.
It is. Then later, 1973, Chessie Systems, which took over from CNO, got the depot. For a while, Amtrak's Cardinal train did stop there, but just on the platform. The building itself stayed closed to passengers.
Hmm.
And then 1985, Amtrak changed the Cardinal route, and that was it. The Weiser Street Depot was totally abandoned by Amtrak.
Sounds like the end of an era for that building. So how did we get from an abandoned railway corridor and depot to this celebrated Cardinal Greenway?
Well, this is where the story gets really good, I think. In 1993, a nonprofit, Cardinal Greenway, Inc., was formed.
Okay.
And that same year, they managed to buy a big chunk, 60 miles of that old railway corridor from CSX Transportation. This wasn't overnight, though. It came after years of effort, you know, local people hoping and working to turn this unused line into something valuable for the community.
That's fantastic. Really shows what a community can do when they have a vision.
Absolutely. It speaks volumes about local initiative.
So when did people actually get to ride on it? When did the first section open?
The first bit, 10 miles starting right from the Weiser Street Depot, opened in 1998.
98, okay.
And the depot itself, they restored it beautifully, brought it back to its, quote, magnificent beauty in 2004. It really stands there now as a symbol of that whole transformation, you know? Preserving history, creating recreation.
It really does. What a great story. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got the history, the dedication behind it. What's it like to actually use the Cardinal Greenway today? What's the experience for someone on an e-bike?
Well, first off, the whole open part is paved. That's a big plus. Makes it really suitable for pretty much everyone. Bikes, walking, wheelchairs, too. Indiana Trails confirms all uses are allowed.
Paved the whole way.
Nice. And that Richmond to Gaston section, which All Trails lists as about 50.8 miles, that gives you a good sense of the potential for a really long e-bike trip.
50 miles. Yeah. Though you mentioned 75 earlier, and I think I saw 62 somewhere too.
Right. It's kind of interesting, these different mileage figures. They probably reflect different ways of measuring, you know, maybe including planned sections or measuring slightly different start end points. Something to be aware of.
Good point. So what about the terrain? Is it a tough ride, hilly, or more suited for a relaxed e-bike cruise?
Generally, it's considered pretty easy, that nearly 51-mile section, Richmond to Gaston. The elevation gain is fairly low, around 944 feet overall.
Okay, that's not much over 50 miles.
Not at all. A lot of reviewers describe it as mostly gentle. Someone called Indiana Roberts specifically said it wasn't too hilly. That's always good news for a long ride, even with an e-bike assist, right?
Definitely. Sounds pretty ideal for just enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
What about the views? What kind of scenery and interesting spots can riders expect?
Well, Indiana Trails mentions parks and reservoir as key attractions. And looking at what users say, someone doing the Cardinal Greenway Century ride just called it a beautiful trail. Simple as that.
Can't argue with that.
No. Others said, great place to ride and well-maintained comes up a lot. That potential for long distances is also a big draw for many.
Okay.
And one reviewer, Douglas L., even thought it was, quote, a bit more picturesque and better maintained than the Monon Trail. Which, you know, the Monon is pretty famous itself.
That is high praise. Suggests maybe it's worth comparing them yourself.
Exactly. Different strokes for different folks, maybe. Some really value that smooth surface and the ability to cover miles easily.
Right. But, you know, it's always good to have the full picture. Any downsides or things to watch out for?
Sure. There are always a few things. One user mentioned large pavement gaps sometimes. So, you know, keep your eyes open for the surface.
Okay, pay attention.
Yeah. Another writer noted a pretty significant bump around mile marker 86. So probably best to heed any warning signs you might see.
Good tip.
And there was one report of a temporary trail detour near the Muncie trailhead. But they did say it was short and well marked, so probably not a major issue.
Okay. Practical stuff. Good to know. What about the general feel of the trail? Is it crowded? Are there facilities?
A lot of people seem to find it pretty quiet and uncrowded, especially maybe outside of Muncie. The sections through Muncie apparently have a lot of bridges, which people seem to like, adds a bit of character.
Bridges are nice.
Yeah, and people commented positively on having a decent number of benches and even porta potties spaced out along the way. That's always appreciated on a longer trip.
Definitely. Benches are key.
However, a few riders did note that food and actual restroom buildings can be a bit thin on the ground in some stretches. So maybe plan ahead, bring snacks and water.
Right. Standard trail prep then.
Yeah. But on the plus side, back at the Weiser Depot in Muncie, they actually offer free loaner bikes.
Get out! Free bikes! That's brilliant.
Isn't it? Great way to get people out trying the trail. And another review mentioned some trailheads have air pumps, basic tools, and porta potties too. So there are some good facilities around.
That's really good infrastructure. Okay, so it sounds like the trail connects several towns. What are some of the highlights along the way? Points of interest?
Oh, there's a ton. Starting down south in Richmond, besides being the endpoint, you're actually pretty close to the Wilbur Wright Birthplace and Museum over in Hagerstown. Mm-hmm. And fun fact, also near Hoosier Hill, Indiana's highest point.
Highest point.
Oh, yeah. Right. Then heading northwest, you pass through Lawsonville, and then you hit Muncie. Muncie's really a hub. You've got the restored Weiser Depot, obviously. Ball State University is there with a planetarium and art museum. There's a children's museum, the National Model Aviation Museum. Lots to see.
Muncie sounds like a destination in itself.
It really does. And it connects to the White River Greenway there, too, which is another nice ride. Takes you through the John K. Tidd Wetland Nature Preserve. Oh, and someone mentioned the Pennsylvania Bridge in Muncie was recently renovated, too. Another cool feature.
Okay, Muncie's definitely a key stop. What about further north along the route?
All right, so continuing on, you get to Gaston. That's where that gap in the trail starts, remember?
All right, the gap.
Next town is Gas City, which, interestingly, got its name from the natural gas boom they had there, part of the early oil field discoveries in the area. A little bit of industrial history.
Huh. Gas City. Makes sense.
Then the northern sort of general endpoint area is Marion. Marion's got connections to James Dean. The festival is in nearby Fairmont. They also have the Mississinewa 1812 reenactment, which is a big event.
Wow. Okay.
Plus, there's Mississinewa Lake for recreation, Indiana Wesleyan University, the historic Cumberland Covered Bridge. Always nice to see a covered bridge. The Quilters Hall of Fame, and even a fossil site at Pipe Creek Junior Quarry.
Fossils. Quilts. James Ean. Mm-hmm. That is an incredibly diverse range of things connected by one trail.
Isn't it? It really shows how these trails link not just towns, but different layers of Indiana's history, culture, nature, all of it.
Yeah, it really does.
And Indiana Trails also points out, down at the southern end near Richmond, you're close to Summit Lake State Park and the Wilbur Wright State Fish and Wildlife Area. More nature options. And if you're willing to drive a little bit off the trail, there's the Levi Coffin State Historic Site, part of the Underground Railroad history. Earlham College is nearby with a natural history museum. And the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame isn't too far either, near Newcastle.
Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It really covers all the bases, history, nature, sports.
Pretty much. Yeah. Whatever your interest, chances are there's something compelling near the Cardinal Greenway.
It really seems that way. Now, thinking specifically about e-bikes again, any specific rules or practicalities e-bike riders should know about on this trail?
Yeah, a couple of things came up. One YouTube video we looked at confirmed that Indiana state guidelines for paved trails generally allow class 1 and class 2 e-bikes.
Okay, class 1 and 2. Good.
Right. So your standard pedal assist and throttle assist up to 20 mile per hour should be fine. But again, always good to double check locally if you can. That same video also mentioned quite a few road crossings along the Greenway.
Ah, road crossings. Need to be careful there.
Definitely. And apparently the traffic tends to pick up a bit as you get closer to Muncie, which makes sense. So extra caution needed there. And as we mentioned, those limited food and restroom options in some spots, especially important for e-bikers, maybe plan your battery and your own energy levels accordingly. Carry water and snacks.
Right. Plan your stops.
That recommendation for Amazing Joe's in Muncie came up again as a good spot to refuel.
Amazing Joe's. Got it. Good tip. Now, about the scenery, we touched on it, but it sounded like maybe reviewers had slightly different takes.
Yeah, that happens a lot, doesn't it? Scenery is subjective. Some people absolutely loved it, called it beautiful, classic, central Indiana country scenery, you know, cornfields, woods, that kind of thing.
Like typical Midwest, maybe?
Sort of, yeah. And the video highlighted the Whitewater Gorge near Richmond as being particularly picturesque. So there are definitely scenic spots.
Right.
But on the other hand, a few reviewers found some stretches maybe a bit, well, boring or monotonous. Lots of corn, lots of trees, maybe not huge vistas everywhere.
Okay, fair enough. Depends what you're looking for.
Exactly. But another perspective really appreciated the variety, getting a mix of forest, farm, and even some city sections. And mentioned that parts are well shaded, which is always nice on a sunny day. So it seems like it offers a bit of everything, depending on which section you ride.
Variety keeps it interesting, I suppose. Okay, one last kind of quirky detail from that YouTube video. They mentioned the mileage markers, starting at 112.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That seems odd for a trail that's 75 miles long.
It is odd. Isn't that weird? It's one of those little mysteries you stumble across sometimes. Could be related to the original railway's total mileage from somewhere, maybe? Or some other old system? Who knows?
Ah, a little puzzle for trail detective.
Exactly. Definitely something that might make you curious as you ride along. And speaking of unexpected things, that same video mentioned occasional sightings of something called a Fruit Earth Rover.
A what now?
A Fruit Earth Rover. Apparently it's some kind of robotics research thing. So, yeah, you never quite know what you might see out there on the Cardinal Greenway.
A research robot on a bike trail. Okay, that's... that's definitely different.
Yeah.
All right, let's try and wrap this up. What are the main things, the key takeaways about the Cardinal Greenway for our listeners thinking about riding it?
Well, I think the big picture is that the Cardinal Greenway is a really long, mostly paved, and actually historically rich e-bike adventure right through East Central Indiana. Its journey from railway to greenway is pretty remarkable, and it means you get a generally smooth, easy riding surface.
Yeah, that rails to trails aspect is key.
Definitely. And you can expect quite varied scenery, rural landscapes, some town sections, plus all those historical sites, museums, parks, right on the trail or very nearby.
And for me, the real aha moments were, first, really understanding that whole evolution, you know, from bustling railway to abandoned line to this fantastic community asset. Second, that Hall of Fame status really signals this isn't just any trail.
Right.
And third, just how much history is packed into the towns along the way. And even the land itself, like those gas field and fossil site connections, it adds a lot of depth to the ride, I think.
It really does. So for anyone listening who's now tempted by an e-bike trip on the Cardinal Greenway, I'd say maybe think about which sections appeal most. If you love history, definitely spend time exploring Muncie and the Depot.
Right.
If you're more into nature, the southern end near Richmond, with those connections to the state park and wildlife area, might be your focus. And hey, if you like a bit of a mystery, go try and figure out those weird mileage markers.
Yeah, challenge accepted. And on that note, maybe our final thought for you today is this. When you're out riding on trails like the Cardinal Greenway, take a moment to think about all the stories layered beneath that pavement. It connects us not just to places, but really to the echoes of the past. What other hidden histories might you uncover on your next e-bike adventure?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Cardinal Greenway.